Thursday, Parliament recalled. I found out this morning that you and I, taxpayers, will pay $1 million to have Parliament recalled for one day to attempt to pass this energy bill where the price of coal and gas are capped for 12 months. One of those who's opposing the legislation is Senator Pauline Hanson from Queensland. She joins me on the line. It's beyond sad what happened in Western Queensland last night, Pauline.
I'm devastated with it, Steve. I really am. You know, I've worked closely with the police over the years that I've been in politics and that type of thing. I have the utmost admiration and respect for them and the jobs that they go about trying to do. But for two young officers, 26 and 29, to turn up there just to look at a missing persons report for calling from New South Wales and to be shot dead. And, you know, I just... These people that did it, it wasn't just defending themselves, whatever. They just purposely shot them to death and then kept shooting bullets into their bodies. You know, beautiful people like that, if you see the photos, I'm just so upset because, you know, they could be my children. And you think that your kids are safe and they're not. But, you know, that's the job that a police officer takes on. And sometimes I get so upset for them and their families at the ridicule they get from time to time and trying to do their jobs. And really, they do it tough. I've spoken to them over the years. You know, put on suspension because they're trying to do the jobs to protect the public and they still go out there and want to be police officers, you know. I'm very sad for them and their families.
You and I don't get up in the morning to go to work thinking we won't go home because someone's going to shoot us.
That's exactly right. You know, I think this man and woman were not long out of the academy and by the looks of it, you know, so young and had the full life ahead of them and you know, it's a shame. It's very upsetting.
We have to talk politics, sadly, but we will. Yeah. I know that we need to do that. What a waste of money, $1 million to get Parliament back for a day.
Steve, I can't believe that the government does this. And they talk about accountability. You know, I got a phone call yesterday, and I won't say who from. But anyway, I got a phone call yesterday saying, do I want a briefing on this legislation at this point in time? Because I've complained that Labor doesn't give us a briefing, don't give us the legislation, and we're supposed to vote on it. They push it through Parliament. This is what's been happening since Labor's been in there. They're pushing this legislation through, don't give you enough time to look at it. I've had two of my staff that have cut back, And people have to realise that as a crossbencher, you have to go through all the legislation. They don't want accountability. They just want to push things through. They've got the Greens, they've got David Pocock on their side, and they get things through. Well, I hope they don't with this. I hope the Libs wake up to themselves and don't support them on this and just think, oh, well, those people won't think highly of us because we're going to stop them from getting more pay, you know, because there's over $1 billion that's going to be paid out again, more debt to the country, and it's not necessary, Steve. It's ridiculous. As I said, we need to look at the problem. Not, we don't need sugar hits. We don't need band-aiding. We need to look at the reasons why we have escalating power prices. When the state sold off their electricity to private enterprise, and then we've headed down this path of renewable energy, they think that it's going to supply the needs that we do need in Australia for domestic and also businesses. It's not going to happen until they actually then have a diversity of power, slowly bring on to the new technologies as comes through to move across the renewables, but they're destroying the coal and the gas, and they're going to interfere in locking in a price, a cap price for coal and gas. You know what business is going to say? Oh, we're getting the hell out of here, you know, for what it costs us to produce, and they're private enterprise. Governments can't lock them into this pricing.
I mean, the legislation is, I don't know if it's purposely confusing, but it is confusing because you've got, again, a collision between federal and state rights. You don't really know what the state governments are going to pass on or not pass on. You've now got the Queensland government arguing over royalties with Canberra. You've got all Australian taxpayers now having to put their hand in their pocket to pay out some form of compensation. But I can't see, when I read through the detail of this, where average businesses or average Australians are actually going to get cheaper power bills. What we're going to get is not so expensive power bills. Now, the way Labor's painted this is, okay, you're going to get $230 relief in your power bill. It means your power bill is not going to go up perhaps by 50%, but by 36%. It's still an increase. It's not a decrease.
It's not. And they keep heading down this path of pushing renewables as if it's the answer to everything. Steve, if you have a look at since we introduced renewables into the country, our power prices have gone up by over 300%. It has increased in prices. It's out of, you know, it's out of whack. And yet they're so bloody minded to destroy the coal. And then you've got the Greens that don't want gas. We're swamped with the gas in this country. And when Labor went ahead and put in the Gladstone LNG plants up there to supply Japan after the tsunami that they had up there, the earthquake, the thing is that they've actually, you know, didn't put a 15% domestic gas supply, which we don't do with our gas off the Northwest Shelf. And I've told the Prime Minister this. Go and deal with the gas off the Northwest Shelf. We export about $84 billion a year. We only get $300 million on tax. And yet we're not forcing them to pay their tax in this country. And they keep going down the path of, well, you know, it'll be sovereign risk. It's just bloody mindedness that I get so angry about this. And I said, deal with the retention leases. It should be for 5 years, but they keep renewing them. They sit on them for over 30 years. No one does anything with it. And make them use it. And I said also reduce the PRRT, which it means that if they invest $100 million, they get 15% on top of that as a tax recovery. So if they invest $100 million, the government's going to pay them an extra $15 million on tax credits. And that's where we've got $400 billion in tax credits by these companies off the Northwest Shelf. It's bloody mindedness. It's not just Labor Party, but it's also the coalition that have allowed this to happen.
I interviewed Adam Band on television last night. It's not my most favourite thing to do. He claims he's saying no at the moment to this, but in answer to a couple of questions, Pauline, it became clear that he's negotiating again with the government, and I suspect David Pocock is as well. Do you think in the end that the Greens and Pocock will support this cap on gas and electricity and coal prices?
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I do.
So it'll go through?
Yeah, I do, because the Greens won't deny, you know, the people on Social Security to actually get their hand out again. And what about middle class people, Steve? You know, those people that are struggling to pay the bills, inflation, that's
happening.
Well,
they get nothing. And the government's trying to pretend they're getting something.
No, they're not getting a damn thing, Steve. And I'm sick and tired, more debt to this country. And, you know, it's always the people that are on welfare. Well, why are these people on welfare? I can understand age pensions. I can understand the disabled. I can understand these people. But those people on long-term welfare payments who keep getting handouts all the time, no wonder they won't go and get a job and apply for a job. And over 900,000 people out there who are on the unemployment benefits in this country. It is absolutely bloody ridiculous. And if we don't start pulling our heads in, the cost, and especially, you know what, if the Libs are going to vote against this, I'll tie my vote to the Libs, because I'm not going to waste taxpayers' dollars of flying down there and my time knowing that it's just pushed through the bloody parliament, no debate, nothing. And that's what it's all about. So this is an absolute disgrace of calling back parliament for one day, again, cost to the taxpayers. And they talk about they're worried about the carbon footprint that they're leaving. This government is the worst one for it with their carbon footprint.
You think Peter Dutton will take the coalition down that track? He has said on the record, we're not going to support a plan that's going to have devastating impact on the medium and long term of our economy. Do you think he'll hold to that?
Look, I hope they do. I've touched base with the Libs, and their attitude was, well, we can't deny people the money. They're not putting up a good enough argument to explain to the people why this needs to be knocked on the head. You, as I said, Steve, there are underlying problems with this that they have to sort it out in other areas and not just keeping handing out compensation, which is only going to be for a year, a one-hit wonder with this, all this. Now, until the coalition start getting some intestinal fortitude and start being the opposition that people want and questioning this policy, it's nothing's going to happen. They're headed down the same path. They have to explain to me where this is going to benefit all Australians. Where is it going to reduce the cost of electricity in the long term? And it's not. Until we have a diversity of power, have your coal-fired power stations, we've got to learn from what's happening in UK. We've got to learn what's happening in Europe and stop blaming it on the Ukraine war, because gas was higher before the Ukraine war started than what it is now. It's got nothing to do with that, the Ukraine war and international prices. We have our enough supply for our own use in this country. We don't utilise it enough to our own benefit. We've allowed the multinationals to rip the guts out of this country.
Always good to catch up, Senator. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Bye. Pauline Hanson there, One Nation leader. She'll be in Canberra, presumably. We'll see where that vote goes on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.